This week, the U.S. women won a team gold in gymnastics. It's something our nation has not accomplished except for one other time, 1996. You probably remember it was the Atlanta Games. Our team that year was nicknamed the Magnificent Seven, and it included injured vaulter Carrie Strug, who gave the Olympics one of its most memorable moments ever.
She hurt herself on the first vault. Probably the last thing she should have done was vault again, but she did, and now she is in a lot of pain.
Damn.
We have got to find out if she's... A 9.712, she has done it!
The Magnificent Seven also included America's most decorated gymnast, Shannon Miller, and of course, the two Dominiques, one of whom joins us today, Dominique Mocianu, the youngest member of the Magnificent Seven, also following this year's team closely. And Dominique, you must have a sense of the way this year's Fab Five feels.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of Team USA. They went out there as the heavy favorites, and they certainly delivered under the pressure. It's such an accomplishment for these young ladies, and they're just elated right now.
What do you see? What is it about a team of gymnasts that brings them to that level of gold? What's the make or break quality? Is it their ability to work as a team? What is it?
It's their mental strength. As we saw, Russia mentally broke down. They could not handle pressure, but they also physically couldn't handle it. The physicality of our team is just so strong. And that is what sets them apart from the rest of the world. They are so conditioned and they are so well prepared that they are able to withstand all these days of competition on a mental level, but also on a physical level, because the body's not breaking down as quickly as we see in some of the other countries. And that's a tribute to the coaches and the personal coaches, especially. And obviously, they've been doing a great job training these girls, having them be a little bit more fresh than we normally see the U.S. women at the Olympic Games. And it was the right coaching staff on the floor that allowed the girls to also have a peace of mind and perform their best. So it was really a great night. And it's so wonderful for these young ladies to now be called Olympic champions.
Well, let's kind of walk through some of the components of this gold medal. And maybe you can tell me where our strengths are. We're talking about the vault, the beam, the uneven on bars, and the floor exercise. Where does the U.S. team really shine?
Well, they were the strongest on the vault. And we knew this going in. It was a strategy from Team USA coaches that if they could get a large enough lead from the vaults that they do the most, difficult vaults in the world. There's very few that do any that are more difficult, except Maroney has a second vault for the event finals. And she will be performing that, which she has a potential to win another gold, a really good potential. And that's where they took the lead. We knew that if they came out strong and they got that strength and that lead with those vaults, which they nailed, that was going to give them such a boost in confidence and put pressure on the Russians. They were neck and neck. Each rotation, you saw them flip-flopping order. So with the U.S. starting on floor or starting on vault, then Russia would be flip-flopping in the events, and so they could keep putting the pressure on them. And then obviously the fact that they just kept hitting and kept hitting the routines, and that's the name of the game when you're at the Olympic finals and you're at the team competition and in any competition at the Olympics, it's all a matter, who can do it under the grandest pressure. And when you can continue to hit, that will always put you and set you up in the absolute perfect position that you want to be in. And Russia faltered, and it was really sad to see that because we always want to see everybody neck and neck and tight all the way through. And my former coach coached the Russian team, so I understand, how sad they must feel, but it was so great for our team to realize that they had this strength right from the get-go, and they didn't let up. They didn't let up that pressure, and when it came down the floor, all they had to do is stay consistent because they'd already put so much pressure on Russia that they'd faltered on the balance beam and the floor exercise, and USA came out on top, and that's the name of competition.
From your experience, Dominique, many people are talking about Gabby Douglas. They're describing her as sort of a rock in this team, and I wonder where's the stability, the leadership that the team members look for? Is it from the coach, or is there often one member of the team that kind of steps forward and assumes that sort of stability?
Well, usually the team captain is the one that all the gymnasts on the team vote for as their leader, and that's Allie Raceman, and she certainly has been a leader. She's been rock solid, and Gabby has done her job. She has performed, and she has been hitting. She has the all-around finals to come here, And so does Allie Raisman. She snuck in there because she's been so incredibly mentally tough, and that girl is so strong. And the rest of the team has just followed that leadership, and I think it does come partially from the coaches, but it also comes from the girls within the team, and they all help each other along the way, because when you're out there on the floor, it's just you and the equipment and your teammates. And in the all-around competition, they're not going to have their teammates because it'll only be Gabby and Allie. So all the team will be in the stands watching and cheering. But that does help you when you're on the floor. And you look to the team captain for that leadership. And Allie Raisman has done an incredible job. And Gabby continues to be a shining star at these games. And I'm just so glad to see them put it together, because for so many years, they were supposed to win the Olympic gold medal in the team competition in 2004. They were supposed to win in 2008, and it was like this time was third time, and it was a charm, and it definitely worked out for them. So I'm really glad to see that for them.
What was the difference, Dominique? I mean, what did you see in those past two Olympics? What was missing there that you saw this time?
I think what was missing was that our girls peaked around the Olympic trials, and the national team coordinator, by the time that the Olympics came around, the girls were too banged up and too beat up, and they were struggling just because they were exhausted, I think, mentally by the time the Olympics came, and they weren't quite as fresh as they should have been, because the national team coordinator, when she got a hold of them at the Olympic training center, she would put a lot of numbers on these girls. And I think the coaches started stepping up a little bit more this year, but there are still undertones of those old methods, but I think she started to listen a little bit to the coaches and say, we're not going to be pushing so many routines, and try to have them peak a little bit more. They just looked a little more banged up and tired by the time the Olympics came around, and it's such a strategy. But thankfully, the coaches, it's the individual coaches' efforts and their strategies that helped these Team USA win gold. It was certainly nobody other than them influencing these girls, because they're with them every single day in practice. And so they're the ones who make the influence on their training schedule. And I think they saw from past two Olympics that they looked a little bit tired when the Olympics came around, and they were not at their best. The Olympic trials were better for some of those girls. And when it came to the team competition, they weren't able to, but they still walked away with the silver medal, and that's so much to be proud of. And I don't ever want anyone to take anything away from those teams, because they were outstanding in their own right. And so I think this time the coaches had learned from a lot of those past Olympics and what they saw and what they witnessed. And some of these coaches were on the last Olympic team. Liang Chow, which is Gabby Douglas's coach, he was Sean Johnson's coach. Mihai Brestian was Alicia Sacramone's coach, and that's also Ellie Raisman's coach. So they had some experience there from the previous Olympics, and I think they also didn't want to repeat not being the gold medal, you know, gold medalists at the end of the day, because that is what everyone strives for.
When did you know, Dominique, if you saw what was missing in the teams before, again, silver medalists in the Olympics, that's nothing to sniff at, but
exactly.
When did you know during this particular competition that this was probably the gold medal performance?
I knew right from the get-go, if they had that strong lead on the vault, if they could hang on through the entire competition, because it would be neck and neck with Russia afterwards, but if they could have enough lead to where that would give them that boost of confidence they needed to maintain that lead throughout the competition, I knew there was nobody could take it away. But when I saw Russia do well on bars and Team USA nail bars, it was like, okay, it got closer, because it was 0.3 heading into a 0.3 lead heading into the balance beam. And once the first person faltered on beam, and then the next one made mistakes for Russia, I knew it was over. I knew USA had it in the bag when it finally came to beam. But obviously, you just never know, because people can turn it around and other people can make mistakes. And USA was so strong on floor, but you just never know what happens. And we saw that in 1996, and we've seen that at past Olympic Games, where just expect the unexpected. Strange things can happen at the Olympic Games under that amount of pressure. And
yeah. So
it was just, it's never over till it's over. And I've always been trained to believe that, even as a competitor, you never give up until the very last routine of the competition is over, because then you have to see where everything settles, all the scores
right.
settle. But for me, I knew just from a from a perspective of knowing how strong our team was and knowing that Russia continued to falter. There was no way they were going to catch up with Team USA at that point because they were just so confident.
And they didn't. The U.S. team took the gold. Dominic Mociano was the youngest member of the Magnificent Seven that last took the Olympic gold for the U.S. in the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games. Thanks so much.
Sure. Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.